It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Stephen Simcox alongside. It is the game of the season. And, of course, I'm talking about Baylor versus Texas Tech. No, come on. We're having fun here. It is none other than Chip Brown, longtime Horns coverage, Horns247.com, also 1300 The Zone in Austin. We both have had the good fortune over the years to work together. I don't know if that was good fortune for Chip, but loved working with Chip back at the morning news, and he's gone on to great things in Austin. Chip, are you ready? You don't want to peek too early on Texas OU week. When do you kind of start to put your game face on? Do you ease into this thing, or are you already kind of in? Are you kind of in full game mode as we speak?
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I'm playing this one too early, Mosley. I feel like I'm going to be playing the game tonight, tomorrow. I might be done by Saturday.
Boy, I hope not. I hope you will.
It's Mardi Gras, right? It's the Mardi Gras of Texas. It's I call it the greatest game day atmosphere in sport. I've covered Super Bowls and everything, NBA Finals, but there's nothing like Texas OU, and it's because they divide the Cotton Bowl at the 50.
Yeah.
Inside that stadium never ends.
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable thing. Anybody that's never been a part of it, you need to do it. It's a good bucket list item. Chip, have you ever had the opportunity? You've covered a ton of these things now. I would venture to say at least, like, what, 20 to 25 of the? I mean, it's getting up there. The amount of Texas OU games you've covered. Did you ever, as a youngster or even in college, I know you didn't go to one of these two schools, but did you ever sit up there in the stands to experience this thing, or has it always been in that press box?
I've sat in the stands, and I try to go outside the press box.
Oh, you do?
At least a couple, two, three times during the game. Especially in the first half when the thing's still just – everybody's still crazed because you and I both know when one team gets up on the other team's fans will start to check out, and that's when things get interesting.
Yeah, it can get – in a, you know, these early games, you don't quite have as much time to tailgate. You don't have to – I don't even know what the beer sells. Do you know, Chip, what time they start selling the beer out there at the at Fair Park? Is that on a Texas OU? Now, obviously, people tailgate and they bring it, but that's a weird tailgate situation because parking can be such an issue around there. You want to get out in the midway and have some fun before the game. What time are they allowed to start with the alcohol sales at Fair Park on those 11 a.m. kickoffs?
I think as soon as they open.
Oh, really? Okay. The beer is flowing. Okay, exactly. Well, and I've noticed, I went the other day for Fair Day. It was my daughter's Fair Day. And, boy, you're going to, I hope, Chip, you can get out there and experience some of it. The food, better than ever, better than I can ever recall. And I found myself a grilled pimento cheese. From the old,
hey,
you know, the Highland Park?
I had the funnel cake bacon cheeseburger last year. Off the charts.
You know, our buddy Stretch always says you chase that stuff with some of that syrupy. He says they make their Dr. Pepper a little more syrupy out there, and you chase it with a little bit of that. Now, before we get to the football talk, you and Hardball like to get out there and play some of these games. I noticed, and I was checking on your Twitter, see what you'd been up to lately, and y'all like to get out there on the midway. And I don't know if you and Hardball, I don't know if y'all ride any rides or anything, but you do like to play some of those games. You get the carnival barkers. They'll kind of get after your ego a little bit. You can't do this. You can't. You know, they'll talk it up a little bit. Or is there one of those games at the fair, Chip, that you're particularly good at? And have you ever won Hardball like one of those big stuffed animals?
Oh, yeah, I took Hardball down in the football throw. I mean, in one throw. Like, he tried it five times, baseball player, 13-year pro baseball player. My first throw, right through. Ball game.
Did you throw it over that mountains over there? I mean, it's just, you are an athletic guy. We've teamed up in some golf competitions, but now your tennis, that was what you were known for, an elite tennis player. But there's really no, I don't know if there's any game out there that really plays to your tennis strengths, does it? I mean, there's not really any.
I think Clarence Hill and Jacques told me I was like one of the only quarterbacks to win the Cowboys media football game against the broadcast team. And we destroyed them in 2002. So I threw for four touchdowns, ran for another, picked off two passes. So, you know, I think people sleep on me because, you know, they think tennis. I'm like, I can spin it, man. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, the next year, Clarence coached the team. You know, I came in and started. I got on the beat after you left to go to Austin in 2003, and I really thought I would inherit the quarterback position. Had a pretty decent arm, not real good at moving in the pocket, but pretty good arm. And they put some guy named, he writes for the Ringer now, John Gonzalez. He might have thrown six interceptions. I mean, it was a horrific showing. And Clarence just, I don't know, it's like he wanted to make me prove myself. He would not get me back there. And they called off the game after that. There was so much embarrassment over that loss. I don't think we ever did that again. Actually, I think Parcells is just like, y'all stop this. Knock off this nonsense.
that makes me break my heart.
It was bad. It is Chip Brown, who's covered the Longhorns for many years. You can read him at 247.com or horns247.com. Chip, I noticed y'all had some incredible deal the other day, like a couple of days ago. It was like $2 for 2 months or $1 for 2 months, some kind of insane deal. So, you know, people need to be looking for those and take advantage of it. Now, put this game in perspective, Chip, as we get closer to kickoff. Is this... And you've had some where Texas, you know, we thought Texas was back and they weren't back and all that kind of thing. But in terms of, you know, that LSU loss, it's not like it put too much of a dent in Texas. They've come back fairly strong from that. As far as the build-up to this one, is this the best where both teams have been at full strength in like 20 years? Help me put this in perspective. I was trying to remember when it felt kind of like this, and I'm having a hard time. You have to go back to when Mac and Stoops were at their, you know, the peak of their powers.
Yeah, I mean 2008-2009, those years both teams were national title type contenders, and the winner, well, actually I say that Texas beat them in 2008. Remember they got knocked out in the tiebreaker for the chance to go to the Big 12 title game, and ultimately play for the national championship. But, I mean, I think that's what we're talking about here. When you talk about Lincoln Riley and his unbelievable ability to plug and play quarterback, I mean, they average 7.8 yards per carry as a team through five games. Jalen Hurts is their leading rusher, 8.8 a carry. And Texas has been pretty good stopping the run. They held the nation's leading rusher, Chuba Hubbard, to 3.3 yards per carry. And they feel like this is the ultimate challenge to go up against Oklahoma's running attack and try to shut it down and force Jalen Hurts to beat him with his arm. And he's got great receivers. I mean, Charleston Rero and CeeDee Lamb are averaging more than 24.7 yards per catch. So this is going to be fun.
Wasn't there a guy that played for the Cowboys with the last name Rambo? I was trying to think of that earlier. Like, didn't you cover somebody named Kenyon Rambo or something like that back in the day?
Oh, my God. He lasted about 5 minutes.
I was just wondering if there was any relative.
The Cowboys in the Willie Blade draft, you know, the Quincy Carter draft.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the fabled 2000. Oh, wait. Well, no, Quincy would have been 1999 or 2000. Or 2000. Oh, man. But see, by the time 2003, he led them to the playoffs. Oh, okay, 2001. You're totally right. That was when that somebody convinced him, one of Jerry's old cronies or somebody convinced him, oh, man, you got this guy. You got to take this guy. It was when he was listening to all those old cronies, and they, that was rough. And they took Quincy in the second round.
Head coach, Jim Donnan.
That's it. It was Jim Donnan. It is Chip Brown, horns247.com, also 1300 The Zone in Austin. All right, let's break this down from a Texas defense perspective. If they are to shut down, or they're not going to shut down Jalen, he's going to still put up big yardage, just like these other Oklahoma quarterbacks have done, but they can try to throw him off schedule. Who will, if they have a successful day and pick off Hurts a couple of times, who is going to have a huge day for Houston, or for Texas up front? Who's the player that would have the best chance of getting home against an athletic quarterback like Jalen Hurts, who is firmly in that Heisman conversation right now?
Well, I think it's number 46 linebacker Joseph Osai. He's sort of their high. I mean, he does it all. He's tied for the lead in interceptions. He's their best pass rusher. He's as fast as a safety, and you know, very likely he'll get some spy duty on Jalen Hurts. I think you could see B.J. Foster, number 25, one of their really hard hitting safeties, get some of that spy duty on Jalen Hurts as well. So I think number 46, Joseph Osai, is a guy who probably needs to have a big game if Texas is going to win this thing.
And boy, if Texas wins this thing, OU's not out of the playoff talk. But then both of them get into the playoff talk. This is going to be a phenomenal matchup. Where is Texas since we last talked to you with their running backs? I saw Roshan in there, and maybe he's getting a little more in the rhythm. That's always tough when you get that quarterback background, and oh my gosh, you got to figure out, okay, how do I pick up the blitz? All the different things that come with playing running back. What is the health of that position? Obviously, it's a lot better than it was going against LSU, but what kind of shape is that the Texas running game in at this point?
Well, Keontae Ingram has struggled. I mean, that's all you can say. He's had about six good quarters. I mean, the second half of Rice and the entire Oklahoma State game, everything else has been under performance. And Roshan Johnson, as you said, my gosh, they moved him from quarterback to running back in an emergency, and he's the one with 21 carries last week for 121 yards. I mean, that's great for Roshan Johnson and a nice story, but that's not great for the Texas running game. The guy who I predicted would be the leading rusher is Jordan Whittington, the true freshman from Cuero, but they're probably not going to get him back until the next week. So, you know, Ingram's got to find it. I mean, he's got to put on his Superman, cape and get going here, because they've got to match Oklahoma, and they can't do it purely on Sam Ellinger's arm and purely on Sam Ellinger's legs.
Yeah.
They've got to have a committee. I mean, this is going to be a hard-hitting game, and guys are going to take a pounding. They've got to be able to, you know, spread the carries among two backs and Sam. And Sam will carry it probably 15 to 20 times in this game.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? The punishment he takes. Have you seen any evidence that this OU defense – under the Grinch or whoever this guy is they brought in, have you seen evidence that they truly are? I mean, obviously they haven't played like a murderer's row yet, so they're really going to get tested from Ellinger and the gang on Saturday. But have you seen evidence when you've been preparing for this and looking at OU a little bit that they truly are a much improved defense than they were under Stoops?
They're playing a lot harder, and they're better. You know, they're lined up better. I mean, they're playing better third down defense. You know, they were dead last year in a bunch of different categories defensively. and you know, gave up more than 30 points per game. This year, they're giving up less than 20 points per game. They're playing good third down defense. Now, as you stated, the combined records of their opponents is 10-17, and they've only beaten one team with a winning record, and that's Texas Tech at 3-2. So they have not played, you know, the competition level of Texas, but Neville Gallimore, their big defensive tackle, and Kenneth Murray are the guys who drive that defense. As long as those guys are on the field and productive, Oklahoma's defense is playing a lot harder.
All right, Chip, great stuff. Now, where can I find you on where's your go-to? I know you got to catch up with a lot of friends. I'm hoping to kind of get on that list somewhere, maybe Friday. We'll just kind of see how it works out. Now, of course, I got to get down there for Baylor Tech on Saturday. That game has returned to campus. Thank goodness. What is your go-to spot? Like, when you get to town, do you have an old haunt that you just have to go to on Texas OU weekend?
Well, I figured you, me, and Jera would be at the Ritz-Carlton bar.
Okay, if you want to do that again, I'll call Herbie. I don't know where Herbie is, but we'll see if we can get him in. You know, Herb Street was with us that night. Several others waiting in the wings. I don't think Ian talks to me anymore, but that's okay. We'll get them all. We'll get everybody together. We'll have a meeting of the minds. Chip, I appreciate it. It's going to be a fun weekend. Can't wait to see you, buddy. And have a great day out there.
Matt, anytime, my man.
There he goes, Chip Brown.